My name is Keith Ritchie. I happen to be a member of the Passaic Port Planning Board, but due to this project and I'm in a butter, I cannot be on board. I'm too old to do that.
I thought you were a truck driver with a good voice.
I am. I don't need a mic. But I have a few concerns. The first thing I want to say is the board has got a very important decision to make, and I'm glad I'm not up that way. But other ways, I wish heck I was. But they've done an excellent job of receiving this information and going through it all. But I got a couple things I'd like to bring up. Mr. Barrow left because I told him I was going to do this. Not really. But he mentioned the other night about a restaurant in Bangor that bought a place down the road because it was too close to an oil tank. Wouldn't you be good? It's what he didn't say that bothered me. And I'm going to close the one they had in the first place. They're just buying another one. So expanding is what they're doing. But he didn't say it that way. He just said they bought another one. Now, you're talking about trucks on Station Avenue. I live on Station Avenue. And I built my house there 48 years ago. They're worried about the loaded truck coming from DCP coming down Station Avenue. Well, they're not coming down Station Avenue. They're coming down empty. They're going out loaded on the main road. But nobody's mentioned how many trucks in the last year and a half that Urban, which has a terminal within the street, has increased that truck traffic. It's probably double from what it was 2 years ago. And most of that, it goes this way, not up that way. So you're getting more truck traffic from Urban, not necessarily from DCP. Then another thing, somebody from the condos contacted me here a while back, said they were going to be able to see that from their condos in Stockton. Well, to be honest with you, I don't like looking at the condos in Stockton. I used to come down over Stockton Hill. You could see that wood shoreline all the way down. Now all you see is houses or condos. It's not my cup of tea, I guess. And they're worried about the flare. Probably most people don't even realize it, but there's a flare right in Bangor. Colebrook Energy has a flare. Well, every time they load a truck, they have to get rid of their fumes. In Bucksport, they recycle. Also, just like DCP will do with their propane. But in Colebrook, when they built that, they put in a flare. And it's not 75 feet high, it's probably 20, 25 feet high. Every time a truck loads it, uses it. And they talk about real estate. Well, I was in my driveway when they were doing some work. A car drove in, I glanced over. I see Massachusetts plates on it, so I kept on going. I thought he was just turning around. Well, he cut out of his car and walked over. We got talking, he said, "Wait, where's that place going to be over there anyway?" I said, "Right over there." He said, "That close to your house?" And I said, "Well, pretty close, yes." He said, "Am I going to be able to see it from the house I buy? If I buy the one down," he told me where he was going to buy the house. I said, "No, you're not going to see it from there." "Good, that's all I need to know, where you went and bought the house." So it isn't necessarily real estate. Everybody isn't selling everything. And then another thing. Somebody mentioned the other night they was in the blast zone, 0.6 tenths of a mile in the blast zone. But back in their driveway quite often is a propane truck that he drives for a living, which is a good living. I'm sure it is. I used to do that. So, I mean, a little out of contention, I suppose. That's about all I want to say, except thank you to the planning board for doing that work.
Thank you for your comments, Keith.